Postgame Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Really just update on the injury report. Tracy Porter did leave the game. He's in the concussion protocol. Obviously, the injury to Connor Shaw was serious. We don't have all the exacts, but it was a very serious injury. I think our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. But he was in a little bit of pain. I saw him in there in the locker room, and he's off to the hospital. Any questions?
How do you account for how ineffective the first-string offense was today?
Well, I think a little bit like our first game, except we were 7 points better. Obviously not as good as we have liked. I think there were some good things, some plays that we have some young people or people new to us that we could execute better. I know on one pass we had a wide open receiver that could have probably been flatter on his route. So we do have young guys. They are improving. They worked at it. I think up front there were some good things in the running game. I think if Jeremy Langford was averaging about 9 yards a carry early on. So we were short some guys. I'm sure like most people in the preseason, we're trying to get them ready for Houston. But it is preseason.
What's the biggest thing getting in the way of the offensive consistency right now?
Well, I think, we played, in the first game and the third game, two pretty good defenses because they practice and play too. But other than that, I think most of it's been fixable stuff. I think we've been short in both games, both up front. I think in the first game we replaced our center like 2 days before the game. Obviously, Kyle Long wasn't out there today. He's a pretty steady performer. But those aren't excuses. That's just reality. And if we look at the tape, I don't think it was all bad. I know it might have looked like that, but so do a lot of preseason games.
To you as a really positive aspect
of the game? I thought defensively our red area defense improved. I think we got a couple turnovers down in the low red area. Obviously, our third and long defense wasn't real sufficient. Again, we're without a couple key members of the secondary, but we got a chance to look at some young guys and make evaluations, and that's what the preseason's for.
What happened to Leonard Floyd?
We just held him out, like some of the other guys, quite a few other guys, actually.
What did you like from Jonathan Bullard today?
I think, the fact that he got back, he was willing to go out there and play. He was dealing with some family situations this week. But he's a young player that we feel like has a bright future, and he'll just continue to get better. I think he had a pass rush on a trap today that wasn't real timely, but he's getting there.
John, it's hard to see from a distance, but were you satisfied with the effort and the focus out of the team today?
Yeah, I think I've never had a problem, whether it's been all last year or so far this year, as far as effort. Our guys try hard, they work hard. Now it's just crossing that gap to having it happen under pressure. And I think with young people, that sometimes that's the growing pains. And we've got the talent to do it. Now we just have to execute better and more consistently.
John, you mentioned the guys, particularly on offense, who have been hurt this preseason. How do you get a feel for what your offense will be in week one?
Well, they get to practice. I think in two cases, it's concussion protocol. They've been out there working with the team, working on the timing. I don't think it's real good to be banging on them that much in the preseason. So, again, our goal in preseason, they are practice games. Nobody remembers the record, is to get ready for the regular season.
John, you had a different configuration with the offensive line today. What's your initial assessment, not having a chance to look at the tape?
I think you're trying to work guys in different spots. It kind of happens throughout the season. If you looked at our starting lineup through 16 games last year, I'm not sure how many there were repeats. So, you're going to hurt your execution a little bit. But, again, we have to get prepared, pick 8, 9, 10 linemen, whatever we decide to pick, that have to last us through the season.
John, you cycled through, I think, the second-string DBs in the middle of the second quarter and then brought the starters back out with 5 to play. Was that just the game plan for today?
I don't know that we're, a lot of times in the media we want to make starters and whatnot. I don't know we have starters per se yet. I think we're evaluating to who the starters will be.
When Tracy came out and then came back in, was that part of the plan?
No, I'm not going to get into our depth chart at this point. We'll have that solid by Houston.